Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And there's a lot of talk about check washing. Chicago seeing a jump in checks stolen from mailboxes, washed, the ink gets washed away, and then the checks get rewritten in cash for thousands of dollars. Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. And you're seeing a lot of this now. What do we need to know, Steve?
Well, obviously, a lot of people don't know about it, Bob. Yes, we're seeing a lot of it increasing at the Better Business Bureau and other sources. It actually happened to a BBB employee a few weeks ago and some neighbors. Just make certain that when you checks can be washed. So if you want, you probably should get an indelible black ink pen, and you can find those online and order them. And it actually goes into the material of the check, the paper itself, so you don't it doesn't get washed out. I don't think consumers realize that checks can be washed out. So if you're mailing a letter, make sure you take it to the post office. Don't put it in those blue bins and at the corners and things of that nature. And if you're putting in the suburbs, you're putting your mail into a mailbox, don't put the flag up, because it tells the people that you got flag, that you're flagging them, to let them know that they got mail they can steal from you. But we're seeing a steep increase in this, Bob, and it really you get your money back from the bank, but it takes time. And we had a recent woman who lost about $9,000, and it's going to take, you know, three to 6 months for them to investigate it, and she has no access to that money.
You're also advising people to deposit mail with checks inside the post office if they have the choice, rather than in an outdoor mailbox, correct?
Exactly. If they have the choice, please take it into inside the location as well, because there's been a legend, you know, some criminals are getting into those boxes or reaching in and getting those mail. And sometimes, as you think about it, a lot of times, you know, pay your doctor's bills and your utility bills by check, you have those certain envelopes, and they know that. So they look for those types of envelopes. You may want to switch envelopes as you're sending stuff through there, but we really recommend try and go online. That's your safest way to do it, instead of writing checks.
It's also the season for Medicare scams, isn't it?
Exactly, Bob. October 15th, rather, the open enrollment, and unfortunately, the scammers come out of the woodwork like they do every year for this. And basically, they call you up and saying, you need to give us information because we need to give you a new card. You know, consumers are expecting this if they're that age appropriate to enroll in Medicare. So the scammer tries to tell them they're working for this government agency and that they need information and in order to get the card, or you have to pay, we need your credit card information or things of that nature. So you got to be very careful when people are asking you for information online. If you didn't make the call, do the research, Bob, and that's the tip off, the rip off this week, is that government agencies don't call you up and ask you for your Social Security number. They already have it.
And Steve, are you hearing about a lot of furnace repair and furnace replacement scams this time of year?
Exactly, Bob. This time of the year, people are getting ready for the fall and winter, and the good thing to do is to get your furnace cleaned and those things, but you got the unscrupulous businesses. And again, we talk about it all the time, but there's a lot of great businesses out there. And unfortunately, there's some bad actors that ruin it for everybody else and take advantage of the consumers. So just do your research, you know, check with the Better Business Bureau on the report on the company. You know, you can find businesses you can trust at the BBB or referral agency, but really just understand who you're doing business with, you know, get two or three estimates, and always be careful about somebody coming to your house and knocking on the door and doing work, or if they're a utility worker as well, because they could be a fake utility worker or a bad company, and you always want two or three estimates, so you never go with the person that just walks up to your house anyway.
BBB.org for the Better Business Bureau, and you can send your scams and spams our way, and we'll get Steve to fill you in. Our text line is 312-981-7200, same as the phone number. Email here, bobshow@wgnradio.com. Steve, thank you. Have a nice day.
You too, Bob. Thank you.